Lots of online retailers are hiring in their warehouses, but how long will those jobs be around?
Changes always make people think, like, what's going to happen? Am I still going to be needing, you know, here in 10 years, who knows? Things change. But we're going to make sure we get ourselves prepared for.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. As more and more retail moves online, lots of physical warehouses and fulfillment centers are opening up. Amazon recently announced new facilities with thousands of jobs in Portland, Detroit, and other cities. And all online retailers fill orders out of some physical location with humans prepping and packing boxes. So what are those jobs like?
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's do some packing. Let's go, people.
Veronica Mena is a packing supervisor at a warehouse for the online retailer Boxed. She works in Union, New Jersey, putting together bulk shipments of things like toilet paper and bottled water. Pickers at that warehouse put stuff into boxes. Packers scan barcodes and follow packing instructions on tablets. These jobs generally have an hourly rate somewhere in the teens. And a lot of this warehouse is now automated, with 2 miles of conveyor belts moving packages throughout the space. Marketplace producer Stephanie Hughes followed Mena around the warehouse.
I like to motivate people. This is automation, and as you can see, we don't stop. I'm kind of like the next one that runs this place. I'm like, let's go, you can do this. I know you can do better. This is one of my favorite things as we convert to automation. Before, we have to grab the box and put it in the belt and push it. Here, you just push, that's it. You don't have to carry anything, yeah. When I'm picking that energy, like that kind of Red Bull thing, yeah, because if I don't pick and I don't do it fast, they won't get no orders. So when I'm up there, I'm like, I just want to get it done. Let's go. A lot of people have like little, their own music. They bring their own speakers so they can hear. Sometimes we put music for everybody.
Do you ever wish you met the people you're sending packages to?
Yes, yes. Especially when I see my name and one order. Oh, this is Veronica too. Of course I will. I think everybody will love this. This is not difficult, to be honest. And I always tell them, do not, if you want to see as a packer, don't do anything else than what the tablet tells you to do. The tablet will take you to what needs to be prepped, what box it goes. So it's telling you everything. You just have to follow up.
Do you think about your job in the future and how it could change with the introduction of more machines?
I think everyone here, from the cleaning people and the pickers, everybody. I mean, changes always make people think, like, what's going to happen? Am I still going to be needing, you know, here in 10 years, who knows? Things change. But we're going to make sure we get ourselves prepared for.
Do you think humans will always be required?
Always. When you think, who's making the machine? Humans. You know? So we're always going to be needed.
That's Veronica Mena. She works as a warehouse supervisor for the online retailer Boxed. And we also talked with her boss, Shea Huang, CEO of Boxed. And even though that company automated a lot of the Union, New Jersey warehouse, it didn't let any workers go. Huang says they need both to function.
There's not an ability to have lights out automation, which means kind of like, hey, you don't even need lights here because no humans are absolutely necessary. The reality is the dexterity of a human hand still hasn't been replicated. The cognition ability of how do I grab something? How heavy do I grab it? That basic cognitive ability just hasn't been replicated just yet.
For now, at least, Huang is right about companies needing human hands. Last month, Amazon held job fairs around the country trying to hire 50,000 people before the holiday season. In fact, over the past 20 years, Amazon has created 25% of the new warehouse jobs in America. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics points out that the country has gained almost as many warehouse jobs since 2000 as it lost in retail jobs. But let's be honest, packing boxes in a warehouse is pretty different from, let's say, selling women's clothes in a nice department store. And as a Bloomberg story this week points out, Amazon and other online retailers aren't exactly opening warehouses in all the same towns where there used to be stores. And the Amazon effect on retail is only growing. Toys R Us just filed for bankruptcy, and Credit Suisse estimates that across the retail industry, there could be more than 8,600 store closings this year. The last record was in 2008, when 6,200 stores closed. We'll actually be taking a look at some of the surprising industries that are feeling the Amazon effect over the coming weeks and months. Stay tuned for that. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.